quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? I'm going solo here today. Yep. Going solo here today. Tomorrow's going to be Filthy Tom and Lance going to be filling in. But we got a lot to get into on this particular show. As if I recall correctly, and I think I do, tomorrow's SmackDown is the final three-hour SmackDown for the year. Thank God. So we can get that one over with. That leads into the Clash in Italy show, which is coming up on Sunday. And I got odds for the show, which are odd. Because, I don't know, man, I think it's going to go differently, but we shall see. We'll do the odds here on the program today. And then we've got a lot of news. We got an update on Rhea Ripley, who actually went public a while ago about having some issues, including an eating disorder. So we'll tell you how she's doing. We've got some Double or Nothing pay-per-view notes. We have a very odd story about Joe Hennig, the former Curtis Axel, who is facing several charges related to an incident that took place at a McDonald's drive-thru in Minnesota. We've also got an update on Logan Paul's injury. And yesterday we were talking about the WWE shareholder lawsuit. I got a lot more. I'll clear up some things that we talked about yesterday. And much, much more. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lonely here today, but we'll be all right. I want to start with this since I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. So yesterday I got the memorandum opinion imposing sanctions for spoliation. This is the Chancery Court of the State of Delaware. You're probably wondering, what in God's name am I talking about? This is in relation to the Vince McMahon shareholder lawsuit, which we talked about yesterday. So I asked a bunch of questions yesterday. You know, essentially, when WWE was for sale, there were a bunch of bids, and WWE did not go with the highest bid. They went with TKO, and there's now a shareholder lawsuit regarding this. And I had a lot of questions yesterday, like, do you have to sell to the highest bidder? Can you not, as the majority shareholder, make certain decisions? Like, obviously, he's going to want to sell to some place that is going to keep him, you know, employed, et cetera, et cetera. And I had a lot of questions. Well, I got a lot fewer questions after reading this memorandum here. And I talked to some people yesterday about this. So basically, what happened here is, yes, if you are the head, if you're the majority shareholder of a publicly traded company, and your company is for sale, and you get, say, 10 bids, and the number one bid is from the Green River Killer or whoever, they happen to have a lot of money, you do not have to go with the highest bid, okay? But if you choose to not go with the highest bid, you basically have to have a really good reason for not doing so. And the big issue here, there are actually several issues, but one of them is that, you know, Vince McMahon, it appears that, you know, all of these other bids, none of these bids were even strongly considered in any of this. The only thing that was strongly considered was Vince apparently had been given the impression, via text message, by the way, I think it was text message, but this was not one of the deleted messages. He had been basically given the impression that, hey, you know, you go with us, we got people that are in good with the federal government, and we'll make sure that everything is all right in your legal case. That's not a good reason, okay? The other big issue is the usage of this this Signal app, okay? And this kind of came out a while ago because Nick Khan had sent a message to Vince, and the message just read Langus. And Vince's response was, "What in the blue hell does Langus mean?" And then Nick Khan was like, "Read it backwards." And of course, that's Signal. And so basically, Nick Khan wanted Vince and everybody who was, by the way, named in this lawsuit to get on this Signal app, okay? Now, the thing with the Signal app is there are various settings where you can adjust it so that any communication coming to and from your Signal app will be deleted within a certain amount of time. And so, essentially, when this litigation began, everybody was basically told, you know, we need, like, once the legal proceedings began, everyone is pretty much alerted, you cannot delete any communications. Like, all of these communications need to be saved so that, you know, spoliation is the word when you delete this evidence, okay? And, like, everybody was told. The moment this thing all began, it was like, no deleting messages, nothing, okay? So then, you know, after this, Nick Khan tells everybody to get in the Signal app. And, you know, throughout this, I don't even know how many pages this is. 41 or something like that? I mean, throughout this deal, there's a misconduct hold is basically what it is. So when all of these legal proceedings began, a misconduct hold was put, which claimed that the recipients must, quote, preserve and retain all documents and ESI described in this record hold notice. So basically, recipients must suspend any procedures which you control, which could delete, destroy, and alter any documents or ESI, including emails, PowerPoint slides, presentations, spreadsheets, electronic documents, hard copy documents, or other materials that may be relevant to the matter. The letter also reiterated, the legal letter, you must take all responsible steps necessary to prevent the destruction or deletion of documents, and further emphasized, if your settings for emails, text messages, or otherwise include automatic deletion protocols, it is your responsibility to ensure that relevant documents, including relevant emails and text messages, are preserved. So everybody got this, okay? And then after this happened, and they have like multiple, August 10th, 2022, for example, Vince Khan, Stephanie, and Emmanuel all had a meeting, and that same day, it says, Stephanie manually changed the auto-delete settings for a Signal chat with Vince to delete messages after 1 hour. On August 21st, there was a meeting with Vince, and afterwards, that same day, Bloom manually changed auto-delete settings for a Signal chat with Vince to delete messages after 8 hours. And it goes on and on and on here. So-and-so had a meeting. Afterwards, they immediately set their Signal app to delete messages. So-and-so had a meeting. Afterwards, Vince sent his letter and Bloom changed the auto-delete settings. It's over and over and over again. After they were told, don't delete anything, one after another, over and over, Nick Khan manually changed auto-delete for any chats with Vince, Levesque, and Stephanie. Delete after 3 hours. So basically, all of this potential evidence is gone because after they were told not to delete settings, like every single one of them repeatedly set their Signal app to delete all of these settings. And it appears that from reading the deal right here, it appears the main person responsible for this is Nick Khan. And, you know, the judge, he put out this, like, I'm scrolling. He put out this 40-page document, which basically says, you guys are kind of screwed. I mean, Basically, the burden of proof is supposed to be on, I guess, the prosecution. But now the burden of proof is going to be on the defendants. They basically have to prove that they did this for... I mean, long story short, they look like they're cooked. And they are going to go to court. They are going to try to argue this. The judge will make a decision. He is not on their side after all of this that went down. And I don't know how this is all going to... I mean, it seems to me, from reading this, and this is from the actual judge who will make the decision. I mean, from reading this, it appears that unless they've got some incredible explanation for all of this, they're toast. And they will either have to settle or they're going to lose this case. I mean, I guess anything can happen, but I don't know. It does not look good for Vince and Stephanie and Nick Khan and Levesque and everybody else because of this Signal app and deleting all of these messages that they were specifically told, do not delete messages, and it's your responsibility if you have any sort of apps to make sure they don't delete messages either, and they did. So we'll find out what happens because it's coming up in, I think they go to court in early June. Where is it here? Yes, they are going to court early June, and we're going to find out a lot more then. But anyway, that's the update. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so basically this deal's coming up June 8th. Just a quick follow-up here. And because of all of the deletions, the judge has sanctioned Vince and company. So the burden of proof has shifted from the defense, or they've shifted to the defense. And so Vince and Nick and all these guys have to basically prove the following is not true. Emmanuel's promise, that's Ari Emmanuel, not Tom's Emmanuel, promised to provide Vince with a continued role in any post-merger company after a transaction influenced Vince's decision-making with respect to the merger. Emmanuel's offer of indemnification and other legal support related to pending federal investigations of Vince's alleged misconduct influence Vince's decision-making with respect to the merger. Vince decided to pursue a transaction with Endeavor in 2022 before the company initiated a strategic review process. Khan communicated with Emmanuel between August and December 2022 to facilitate a transaction between WWE and Endeavor. And Vince and Khan worked with the banking company Rain to steer the process toward a deal with Endeavor and away from other potential bidders. That is now up for them, the defense, to prove is incorrect, which, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will say that from reading what that judge wrote, if I were Nick Khan, I would be pretty worried, but that's just me, and I'm not Nick Khan. Rhea Ripley suffered a panic attack backstage and collapsed a while back. She said that they were in Australia. The toughest time for me hit when we were in Australia. I had that on my mind. I had the people pleaser in me trying to see everyone at home. I had me trying to please everyone in Australia. I felt like the face of Australian WWE. I was like, I take full responsibility for everything that's happening here. Take responsibility for how I perform. Take responsibility for how these fans treat my peers. Take responsibility for too much. I just wanted to make sure everybody was happy. And it was just at such a really low point. Even after, we had three shows, SmackDown, Crown Jewel, and we had Raw. By the time Raw was done, I just collapsed in catering. It was bad. Full-on panic attack. I hadn't eaten. I hadn't drank water. My body was shutting down. Probably the skinniest I've ever been. It was just like I was dying. And she also noted on social media she was suffering from an eating disorder triggered by stress and not feeling in control. And she did credit her husband, Buddy Matthews, for being a strong point who helps her through these struggles. So all the best to Rhea. You know, she had lost a lot of weight, and obviously there were a lot of reasons for that, which she details here. And hopefully she gets that all figured out and healthy and happy and back to being Rhea Ripley again. So all the best to her. We also have this bizarre story. Former WWE wrestler Curtis Axel and Joe Hennig facing several charges related to an incident that took place at a McDonald's drive-thru in Minnesota. Records show that Axel was arrested in Anoka County on May 17th, charges of DWI, which was actually refusing to submit to chemical testing, failing to stop for an accident. The charges also include obstructing the legal process, having an open bottle of alcohol in the car, disorderly conduct. He was released on May 19th. According to an arrest report, police were dispatched to a McDonald's in St. Francis, Minnesota, shortly before 9 p.m. due to a property damage crash where a vehicle backed into another in the drive-thru. Police found Axel slowly navigating the parking lot, claim he smelled strongly of alcohol, had bloodshot and watery eyes, and was slurring his speech. An open bottle of vodka was found in the vehicle. The 46-year-old had to be physically removed from the vehicle, When instructed to step out of the vehicle, Hennig reportedly refused, the Watch Minnesota wrote. Officers subsequently opened the door, reached inside to turn off the engine, placed the keys on the passenger seat. After continued defiance, officers physically removed Hennig from the truck, escorted him, that's what they say here, escorted him to the ground, and handcuffed him. While seated in the squad car, an officer read him the Minnesota breath test advisory, and allegedly refused chemical testing, responded with profanities, including, I don't give a S, F U, U Fs, which was a slur. He is also said to have sworn at the McDonald's staff and the female driver that he backed into. During the investigation, a McDonald's employee reported Hennig had been mumbling in the drive-thru before pulling forward, swearing at staff, backing into another vehicle, allegedly then opened the door and yelled at the female driver he hit, calling her a B and a P. An inventory search of his vehicle prior to towing yielded a 750-milliliter open bottle of Phillips vodka on the front side floorboard. The most serious of the charges, the two related to DWI/DUI, classified as gross misdemeanors, which are serious but do not rise to the level of a felony. So this is not good, and hopefully he gets things together, because none of that is good. So I guess we'll follow that, but May 17th was when this all went down. So yeah, I guess, according to this, looks like he was in jail for 2 days. Happened on May 17th, and he was out on May 19th. So 2 days in jail and facing charges. So that's the story. This coming weekend, we got a lot of stuff, as we always do. SmackDown is Friday with Axiom versus The Miz, the only match announced. The final three-hour show, we can at least celebrate that. We have got Collision on Saturday, which has Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Kyle against Rocky, Trent, Beretta, and Lance Archer for the trio's titles. No spoilers, everybody. Fear not. Divine Dominion versus Ty J. 5-minute eliminator. Hazuki versus Maya World with Persephone on commentary. And the future of the vacant TBS title will be addressed. So we'll find out, I guess, what tournament or whatever they're doing for that. We also have AAA Noche de los Grandes on Saturday night. El Grande Americano versus original El Grande. Mask versus mask. This entire show is airing live on YouTube. They're not going to do like an hour or have to have it done in an hour or whatever. It'll go as long as it needs to go. So probably over 2 hours. We got Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. versus El Hijo del Vikingo. AAA Latin American title. Laredo Kid versus Rey Fénix. AAA World Cruiserweight title. And we got Pagano and Psycho Clown versus the War Raiders for the AAA World Tag Team titles. The old clowns are putting their titles on the line. And then Sunday, this is rather interesting, we have Clash in Italy. And, you know, they do these odds. And not always, but often, the odds makers are right on. And it's very weird to me. So here are the latest odds for this Clash show. So we got Roman Reigns and Jacob Fatu, Tribal Combat. And the world title's on the line. And also, you know, the winner is basically the Tribal Chief. So Roman and Jacob did a match already. It was like a pretty great match, actually. Jacob was awesome. And I didn't think that Jacob was going to win the title this quickly, but, I mean, given the storyline and Jacob even in his promo on Raw was like, man, we need a change around here. And it's true. Like, if you watch Raw, there's nothing going on that's all that fascinating in WWE right now. And Jacob Fatu becoming the new Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns having to answer to him, that's at least something different. But right now, Roman is a minus 700 favorite, which means he's a heavy, heavy favorite over Jacob Fatu. So I find that one interesting. Rhea Ripley is a minus 900 favorite over Jade Cargill, which means people basically figure Jade has no chance of winning. Sol Ruka -300 over Becky Lynch for the Intercontinental title, which I would presume that that's probably going to be a title change. But then the one that, and I guess it's, I guess the odds are fairly close, but Cody Rhodes is the favorite over Gunther. He's a -130 favorite. I don't make bets, nor do I suggest any of you make bets. But that's a bet I might take, because I think Gunther's got to win that match. And, you know, if you look at, I mean, there were so many things that were supposed to happen at WrestleMania that didn't. And one of them is the original idea was Randy Orton was beating Cody Rhodes for the title at WrestleMania. And obviously that didn't happen. Randy Orton's out with a back injury. So, you know, Cody was never supposed to be champion right now. So I would say, apparently the odds have shifted. Now it's -120 even odds. That was not the case earlier today, but I think that Gunther's winning. I think Gunther should win. I think that Gunther is champion, maybe facing Brock Lesnar in Minneapolis, I think is the way to go. So, yeah, I guess we'll follow these odds. But I guess now it's even as of this moment. So there you go. Interesting. But, yeah, Brock is he's scheduled. I don't think he's scheduled to be on Saturday night's main event. But the retired Brock Lesnar, who he himself says he's retired. Paul Heyman says he's retired. They filed retirement papers for him. He's just wrestling matches while retired. So he's going to continue on. And then I guess Minneapolis is the... where are the odds for the Brock Lesnar match? Because I don't got them here. Who has the odds for Brock and Oba? I'll get those after the break. Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars.
Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brock is minus 300 right now. There you go. He's the favorite. I figured he was winning, but we'll see what happens. Hey, have you pre-ordered Pro Wrestling for Dummies yet? My new book with Gene Selassie is going to be coming out in September. Today, I'm going to finish the last thing I got to write. I'm going to finish it up today. So you should pre-order. It's up on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and pretty much anywhere on the planet Earth that you can get books. But there's a link on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, my Blue Sky, which is, I guess, at Brian Alvarez. So go up there and check it out. Pre-order today. I was actually in Seattle the other day. I walked into Barnes & Noble, and both of my books on the shelves. Can you believe it? And Death of WCW has been out for 21 years now, and still selling, and still in print. So all of those, Death of WCW, Pro Wrestling for Dummies, and 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, all available right now, Amazon.com. And you can listen to me read Death of WCW on Audible. So go grab that as well. The audiobook's apparently doing well. And hopefully I can read maybe the next one. I offered to read 100 Things, but I never heard back. So if you want that on audiobook, contact the publisher. Let him know. All right, what else do we have here before we get into 3 hours and 20 minutes of Dynamite and Collision? Logan Paul, 6 month recovery time for a torn triceps. He's claiming he'll be back in a couple of weeks because he's going to drink his prime protein shakes. That ain't going to happen. We've also got, I think that's it. That is pretty much it. So let's get into this show. So last week when we had the Collision and Dynamite back to back, I thought the Dynamite show was really good, and then it kind of fell off a cliff with Collision. And this week, I thought that the Dynamite show was fine. I was not blown away by this show. The crowd was very quiet for much of it. And then, they got a 3-hour block, Dynamite and Collision. And Dynamite, of course, goes 16 minutes past the top of the hour. Then they start Collision, which has a 5-minute overrun of its own. So, what was supposed to be a 3-hour block was 3 hours and 22 minutes. And by the end, I was just freaking dead. And on top of that, I think the bigger issue is, once again, they had a match involving Will Ospreay and the Death Riders on Collision. And there was, no mention of this whatsoever on Dynamite. And, I think they had one little graphic. Actually, I don't even think they had a graphic. I don't even remember. But, it was what are we doing here? It was 1 week ago, literally, that they did a Dynamite Collision back-to-back, which was, by the way, the second time in May. They'd done it earlier in the month as well. And both times, hundreds of thousands of people turned off Collision the moment it started. And obviously, part of this is, if you're watching on Max, if you're watching outside the United States, you literally have to shut it off and go to another show to watch the continuation. And, with YouTube TV, which is the largest streaming service, it's even more bizarre. Anyway. So, but they learned no lessons is the point. They put the Ospreay match once again on Collision, and we're going to get the numbers in a few days. It will invariably die because it does every week. But we just, let's just keep doing the same thing over and over again. So it opened with a Will Ospreay promo from the pay-per-view where he went into the trainer's room and had a long talk with John Moxley did show up, but he had a long talk with Kenny Omega. And Kenny Omega's unhappy that you know, why did you go with the Death Riders? Why don't you just train with me? I'll help you. And Will's like, you're never here. And Kenny explains, well, I can't be here every week. And Will's like, why? So anyway, they're frenemies now. And it certainly seemed very clear when this was over that that it's maybe Omega winning that title in the in that July pay-per-view in Canada. So we'll see. That would mean Will Ospreay defending the title against Kenny at All In, which I think is where they're going to end up going. So another quickie title change. Two quickie title changes, I would think. Because I don't think Will Ospreay is going to the main event of Wembley to lose. So Kevin Knight did his first heel promo, which actually that was much better than his babyface promos. And this is another one. You know, he said, everyone's been asking me why. And the reason I beat up Darby was because I told him, don't let me down, don't let the fans down. And he did. And what Kevin is referencing is a promo he did at the end of last week's Collision, when they were probably down to maybe 300,000 viewers. You know, everybody turned off the show, and they didn't replay it on the pay-per-view, on this show, anywhere. So he's making a reference to something that, you know, a tree fell in the forest. But anyway, that's why he beat up Darby. And then Speedball came out, and Speedball wants him to apologize. He will not. He ends up attacking Speedball, laid him out, and they are fighting for the title next week. Ricochet did a promo backstage about his match with Jericho, and it was noted that everybody was banned from ringside. So that's, in fact, what they did. So they had the match on Sunday, the Stadium Stampede. They teased Jericho pinning Ricochet at the end, but, you know, Bishop Khan made the save for Ricochet. They ended up pinning him. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe we'll build this up for the next pay-per-view, do the singles match there, maybe even in Canada. But no, they did it here, and Jericho beat him clean with the Lion Salt after a codebreaker and got the win. So he finally got his big win over Ricochet with his move, and then Ciampa immediately attacked him, stomped a mud hole in him, and laid him out. So Jericho and Ciampa is coming up next. We had Orange Cassidy, Leo Rush, Roosh, and Brian Cage. Four-way Superstation Showdown, where, I swear to God, they said, the winner of this match gets a prize. What's the prize? I don't know! They didn't tell us. So anyway, it came down to Roosh and Rush, and Roosh beat Rush to get whatever the prize is. And I don't know what it is, but that's cool. MJF was interrupted by Kevin Knight, said, thank you for helping me and showing me respect. I know that's why you did it. And Kevin said, no, that's not why I did it. Darby screwed up, took my opportunity away. Someday I'm coming for that title. And then he runs into Fletcher and Callis, who basically tried to recruit him. We had the Brawling Birds doing a promo, and Alex Windsor is also trying to earn a spot at Wembley. So she may be the favorite in the women's Owen. MJF did a long victory promo. He's interrupted by Mark Briscoe. And Briscoe wants a title shot, but MJF is like, can you imagine this guy? We'd run off fans if you won this belt. Not happening. So he goes to leave. He's blocked by Roosh. Roosh, however, Max goes, man, you're a marketable guy, good-looking guy, long hair. I will defend my title against you next week. And Mark is left hanging. So clearly, the Mark Briscoe promo, or the Mark Briscoe title match, is coming up as well. We had Brody King, Claudio, Owen Hart tournament match. Like, with a better crowd, they probably would have went wild, because the entire match was them just hitting each other. And then finally, Brody backdropped his way out of a neutralizer. Brody killed him with a lariat, beat him. And so coming up next is a match I've seen at Defy, and it's great. Brody King versus Swerve in the tournament. We had a Copeland and Christian promo, and they were going to do the five-second pose, but Christian didn't want to do it. And so Copeland had like a bag of disposable cameras, because they claimed that there was no longer flash photography, which is funny because every phone on the planet Earth has flash photography. But anyway, he handed out these phones, but before they could take the picture, they are beaten up by the dogs. And this Clark Connors has got so much charisma that he's actually making David Finlay, I'm not saying has no charisma, but it's not his calling card. But this Clark Connors is dragging charisma out of David Finlay. So more power to him. We had Mark Davis. Actually, first we had Ty J squashing Ava Everett and Allie Catch. Just the 5-minute challenge, and they got killed. And then we had Mark Davis, Jack Perry, Owen Hart tournament match. And it was good. You know, heat was up and down, depending on what was going on. Jack Perry makes a comeback, but then Davis kills him with a lariat, hits him with a middle rope pile driver, and pins him. So the idea here is to set up Mark Davis versus Will Ospreay, because Mark Davis beat Ospreay via ref stoppage when Ospreay first came back. So now Ospreay can get his revenge over Davis. We then jump to Collision, which opened up with a Don Callis interview. And then Kyle Fletcher returned, announced he is 100% cleared, celebrated beating up this idiot Takeshita, who he called a selfish prick. And then Takeshita came out flanked by the Conglomeration. Apparently he has new friends. And he wants Kyle Fletcher. So he says he's glad he got his title back, but he wants Kyle. So that should be an incredible match. Can they hold that off until Wembley or not? We'll see. We had Will cutting a promo about Mark Davis, and then he just starts heading to the ring for a match. So it is Rascals versus Ospreay, Pac, and Moxley. And obviously, you know, Will gets to win via submission. But the story was that Ospreay and Pac did not... I mean, Pac hates Ospreay. Ospreay seems to like everybody. But they did work together at the end, wiped out the heels with dives, or I don't know if you could call them heels, but... And then in the end, Pac shook his hand. So they're on the same page now. Had an ops promo. Samoa Joe is leaving again for several months. He's got acting gigs. And Hook is in charge. We had Andrade versus Ace Austin, which I presume this was also probably going to lose a lot of viewers. It was just, I love Ace Austin. I love Andrade, but, you know, there was no heat for this match whatsoever. You know, it was fine. Andrade wins with the DM, and I think the best we got in terms of heat was a very light take your pants off chat, which I'm not even sure he took his pants off. I wasn't even paying attention. Then the main event was Chris Statlander, Hikaru Shida lights out match, and it was a good match, but you know, it's one of those matches where we got chairs, we got kendo sticks, we got the whole shebang, and meanwhile the crowd just chants, "We want tables." And so they're killing each other, and the fans want tables. And then, you know, I don't know. They make Chris Statlander look like an idiot babyface again. She's out there. She goes to get light tubes. Hikaru Shida begs off. Statlander, for reasons unknown, is like, "You're right. I feel bad." She puts the light tubes on the ring apron. Hikaru Shida immediately just beats her up, smashes her, breaks the light tubes over her back. Statlander's bleeding everywhere. I'm like, what did you do this for? And then finally, Statlander gives her a Saturday Night Fever. Threw a table to the floor. Harley runs down, gives her a stick to hit Shida with. And then Statlander hits her finish again in the ring, gets the pin. 3 hours, 22 minutes. It's too long. We've been down this road many times. But such is life. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What's that on that beat?
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. will pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes! Tomorrow I will be gone. I'm volunteering. There's a reason for this. It's the end of the school year. There's a lot of stuff coming up, but Lance and Tom will be tag teaming on the show tomorrow. So I'm sure, you know, an hour of burying me and belittling me and trying to destroy the show that I've created here on Sports Byline USA. But anyway, I'll be back this weekend because there's a lot. Obviously, we've got all of these shows, and I think that the plan is Vinny and I will be watching. I think we're going to try and watch Clash. Actually, we won't watch it live because it's an early morning show. But anyway, we'll be up for Clash in Italy and the weekend stories on Sunday, as well as the Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave on Sunday as well. And Vinny and I will be back tonight with 90 minutes to talk both AEW Dynamite and Collision and NXT. And, of course, there's always a lot to say there. And backstage news and notes, the whole shebang. So sign up, WrestlingObserver.com. Gets you all of the new shows and the Wrestling Observer newsletter and archives. Every show and Observer newsletter ever done is up there on the website. And if you just want the audio shows and a few years of archives, God only knows how many you need. But you can check out Apple Podcasts, F4WOnline.com/Apple, which has a free trial. So you can listen to that one free. Or F4WOnline.com/Spotify, our Spotify channel, which gives you audio and video. And F4WOnline.com/YouTube. That's video.F4WOnline.com, our YouTube channel, which also, obviously, gets you video. So check it out, everybody. And no, there's no overrun on the Brian and Vinny show, ever. You don't have to worry about it. We understand time management. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.